his friends. This year should be a special schus. Rabbi Maron Imi Maraz Hishayichyu and the Refuas Meir Ben Rachel. We're discussing the Shaila of kissing in shul. One of my favorite questions, because I think Jews should kiss more. Now it's COVID, people are staying away, but in general, we should love our friends and express it. Terrific. So we have a tshuva here from the great Posek and Talmud Chacham, Rav Yosef Lieberman, who, after he ran for Vice President of the United States in the year 2000, started writing these amazing tshuvas svarim. He's one of the world experts in Shemitah. Any event, he has a letter here. He writes, Tavshin Samach Gimel, Yirei B'Nechama B'Yirei Hashem Shama, Yididi HaRav HaMuflog B'Tori Yiris Hashem Hilo HaTorah, Mesamik B'Halach HaRein Rav Gamliel, Rabinovitz Shlita Mechaber Sefer Gamani Otcha, V'Nechad HaGoyen Tzadik V'Lei Rabinovitz, who's now with that sound, so a little bit of poetry to start with. And now he gets to the halacha. You asked me about the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadi Ches, Os Aleph in the Ramah, that you're not allowed to kiss your children in shul in order to be koveya, to establish in your heart that there's no love like the love of God. This is brought in the Ramah, in the name of the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev, Simon Kuf Samach Gil, and the Aguda, so in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Aruch HaShulchan Tzadi Ches Aleph, and you had a number of sfeikas. It says in the Lashon of the Ramah, that it's a din on the person who's davening. Ramah writes, V'yachshav kodem atfila meron musakel yizbarach. You should think before davening about God's greatness and his exaltedness. U'bishiflus ha'adam, and how low man is. V'yasser kol tanugi adam ilibo, and you should remove all the pleasures of man from your heart. V'yasser lenashik, etc. K'dei likbo abilibo, you're not allowed to kiss your children in shul in order to establish your heart. There's no love like the love of God. So he writes this all together, that kissing your little children is to show that there's no love like the love of God. Ugam ken she yikba b'libo rak ahavas Hashem. So you should establish in your heart that there's no love like the love of God. So in other words, it's talking about taking stock of your thoughts and thinking about the fact that there's nobody great like God, nobody low like man, or compared to Hashem, we're very low. Remove all the pleasures of man from your heart. Don't kiss your children. So it's all a din in Avos Hashem, to come to Avos Hashem. And if one is kissing one's children, then he's going to have Avos Basar V'Dam. You're not supposed to be thinking about that. When you're davening, you're only supposed to be thinking about davening. However, we find the Ramah himself in the Darkei Moshe and Simon Tzadi Ches Os Gimel writes a little bit differently. Also in the name of the Aguda, the Kolbon Shubas Binyamin Zev. No relation to the modern the father of modern Zionism. She'asu l'nashek banav b'beis ha'knesses l'hodiya Shein avuchi b'kavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a different lashon. Here it's lahodiah, to show people. And this lashon is brought by the Chayadam and the kids of Shulchan Aruch, that you're now allowed to show another type of love besides the love of God. So it's mashu, it's midin tefillah and beis haknesses. You have to show that there's no love. In other words, in the Ramah, it's mashu, it's a din on the Adam and the Gavra, that when you're davening, you should be only thinking about Hashem. It's about you. But here, it's about either tefillah or shul, that you should show that there's no love like the love of Hashem. It's not about your kavana, but it's meeting the tefillah and the Beis Knesses. So nafkamina would be, what about at home before davening? According to the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch, that it's to be koveh in your heart, there's not an isser dafka in shul. The Yisr is on man before davening, and even during davening. So let's say one is davening at home. Happens during COVID. Davening at home. So if the whole thought is that you should show there's no other love like the love of God, so both right before and during your davening, even at home, you're not allowed to kiss your children. But if it's a din in the shul, If it's a din in laharos, lahodia, like the other lashonos that we saw, kids of Shulchan Aruch chayadim laharos, the lashon of the Darkei Moshe lahodia, so that's dafka din in shul. You have to show other people, or at least when other people are around. In other words, let's say you're in shul, but you're there by yourself. Or let's say you're in shul and it's shalom bizman tefillah. So if the thought is that it's in order to enhance your kavan and davening to show there's no love of God, so it's not zman tefillah now. But if it's laharos, so maybe it's shaykh always in a shul. Even though we must note, as is noted in the number of svarim, this is brought in Hilchos Tefillah, not in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. So maybe it's a din in Tefillah. On the other hand, the Ramah writes, you're not allowed to kiss them in shul. So it sounds like a din in shul. So let's say it's shul, shalom bizman tefillah. So if it's laharos, lahodia, if there are other people around, you're not allowed to kiss them. But if it's a din in tefillah, in order to have proper kavana, then you're allowed to kiss them. So again, we have two nafkaminas. Number one, if you're davening at home, then we have a chumrah, according to the Ramban Shulchan Aruch, that you're not allowed to kiss them, because you have to focus on Hashem. But if it's lahodia to show others, nobody's around, so you're allowed to kiss them. But another nafkamina would be in shul, shalom bizman tefillah. If it's a din in tefillah, then you're allowed to kiss them in shul, shalom bizman tefillah. But if it's a din in lahodia laharos, so even in a base kinesis, shalom bizman tefillah, you're not allowed to kiss them because you have to show there's no love like the love of God. I'm in shul now. I'm thinking about Hashem. I'm not thinking about my love for my children. But they both come from the Ramah. So in the Sefer Beis Baruch, and the Chayadim, he says to be machmir, like both svaris. In other words, even if you're davening at home, don't kiss your kids before or during tefillah. And even if you're in shul shalom bizman tefillah, you shouldn't kiss your children. And by the way, Rav Kook, in his Tshuva Sefer, says that it even applies to your big children, not only your little children. And you're going to tell me that it's sveka derabanan and the kula. I'll tell you that we're dealing here with Avos Hashem. This is no time to be Megel. This is Kavod Shemayim. Also, let's say you're davening, not in a shul. You're davening with a group. You're out at Gan Soccer or in Central Park, and you make a mincha minyan. You're allowed to kiss your kid during the minyan, during davening. So according to the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, no, because you have to show there's no love like the love of God. And according to the Darkei Moshe, also the Ramah, who says it's lahodiyah to show people there's no love like the love of God, here it's also going to be aser. Why? Because there are other people around. If there are other people around, and you're in the middle of davening, so you know you shouldn't kiss your children because you have to show there's no love like the love of Hashem. To gather to daven. What about right before tefillah? So according to the Ramah, no, because you're supposed to be focusing on how great Hashem is. But according to the Ramah, the Darkei Moshe, then yes, because it's lahodia that there's no love like the love of God. But now you're not davening. If you're not in shul and you're not in the middle of davening, then it would be fine. Kaf HaChaim writes, Lo yinashek yiladav koidem atfila, umikol shkem b'serach beis haknesis. So you shouldn't kiss them before davening. That's like the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch, to show there's no love like the love of God. You're supposed to be thinking now about God, Romus Hashem, and Shiflas Adam. And he also writes, you shouldn't kiss them in a shul. That's also to show people, and even shalom b'shas tfila, to show like there's no love like the love of God. What about kissing the hand like the Sephardim? Do they kiss the hand of their Rebbe or their father? So that's more midin kavod, like the Kaf HaChaim says. So that would be mutter. That's not showing ahava. That's showing kavod. So, the Mishnah Sefer of Lieberman wants to tie in a not during davening. He says, you want to give them kavod, you stand up. But the kissing, you can't do. That's extra kavod. That you don't do in the middle of davening. But one could definitely argue. Before it is to show that there's no love like the love of God. This isn't midin love, this is midin kavod. That's why they're kissing their hand. You kiss somebody's hand to show respect. That's the way. What that indicates. Also, the Rama says you love your children. So you already want to be medayik from the Rama that he dafka says children or little children. So then that would be exclude parents, Rebbe. In the Tshuvah space, Yisrael or Yisrael Landon Simites, he writes dafka banav aktanim. But Aviv and Rabbah was the covet is mutter. Brings a raya from Rashi in Avodah Zarah 17. Derech Miriam Shiosi Beis HaKnesses Miyadu Noshik L'Aviv Mishum covet. So they would kiss their hand when they left shul. That was the minug. What about during shul? Okay, that was their minug. But it would seem that again, if you're doing a mitzvah covet, then it's covet. It's not a hava. And the Kaf HaChaim is also matir to kiss the hand of the father and the Rebbe when you come down from the Sefer Torah. After you get an aliyah, ben gavra legavra. The Sefer Chassidim writes, in simuration, and hey, lo yinashik v'veis haknesses b'no v'lo b'vayis lifnei rabo. He says a chiddush. Shouldn't kiss your even if you're in your home in front of your Rebbe, you shouldn't kiss your children. You have to show when you're with your Rebbe, you're giving your Rebbe kavod. So that's all a tshuva, which is written in chelek vav of the multi-volumed Mishnas Yosef, Simon Lamed Aleph. And I did a search over here in the Otsar Chochmah program, and I got mamish, I got 545 books that talk about it. So we have a lot of material. Wow, amazing. So here he talks about in Chelek Zayin, Simon Chof Gimel, he asks about what about in the Ezra's Nashim? Ezra's Nashim, Lechora, it's Asur, he says. He says less Kedusha than a Shul, which is a big discussion in Acharonim, whether that's true. But it has Kedusha. And therefore one should avoid it. And he was also asked, what about kissing with one's hand? You know, sometimes you kiss your hand. And then you kiss the person. So he says, that's how we kiss a Sefer Torah. That's how we give kavod to a Sefer Torah. And memela, that would be considered kissing. And it would be aser. Moving right along, I saw a tshuva about this also in the Sefer Nimla Tol, which is written by a Chashev American Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael now, Rabbi Kaganov. In Hebrew it's Harav Kahanov, a nice Kohanic name. So he writes a lot in English also. But he has a number of Sfarim in Lashon HaKodesh, so he's in Siman Lamed of his Sefer Nimla Tol. He writes a letter to his good friend, Rabbi Yisrael Gross. Rabbi Yisrael Gross asked him, are you allowed to kiss? Shalob is man tfila. Ole isha l'nashek is chaver tasham, shalob is shas tfila. What about Shelo B'Shas Tefillah? That's the Shaila. So the answer is Matzasi B'Shus Binyamin Shut Binyamin Zev Matzasi B'Sefer Aguda. V'Brachas Per Perikets V'Varchem B'Sem Shem Shem Sefer Kol B'Loi Nashan Nashik Adam Lebana B'Beis Hakneses Lo Dia Sheina Avo Keavas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So here the Lashon in the original Tshuva, by the way, is Lehodia. So it would seem that the Lashon of the Raman, the Darkei Moshe, is more meduyak. We saw before that's the Lashon of the Raman, the Darkei Moshe, and it's Midin Lehodia to show others. It's not a din in the gavra, in the person. And before we saw the Lashon in the Rama was Kedei Likboa Belibo. That's about you. You should establish in your heart. That's the Lashon of the Rama in Shulchan Aruch. But the Lashon in the original Tshuva Mishut Bin Yamin Zev is Lahodiyah. So that's interesting. In any event, so it's mashma that's not talui in the time of tefillah, rather hamakom gorem. It's the place causes this iser. It doesn't matter whether it's davening time, not davening time. So again, there are those who are medayik that this is brought in hochas tefillah. And Rav Moshe Feinstein would kiss shelo bezman tefillah. He would kiss his children, as is brought in the Sefer Megid Yivos Olam of Shurkin, and also in the Sefer Mesoros Moshe, that he kissed children. Wasn't sure if it was his relatives or not, but he said they're going to feel bad if you don't kiss them, so you have to kiss them. Elishe Shlachkor says Rav Keganov, Hayim Asil Bechlal Anashik Veves Hakneses, Hoshe Asil Anashik Udafka Lebanav Ktanim. Is it everybody or only your children? Your small children. Because the Rama writes Labanov to show there's no love like the love of God. So maybe it's about showing your children to be mechanech them. Now in the Lashon of the Shut Bin Yamin Zev that he brings from the Aguda and the Kolbo, the Lashon is it doesn't say Banav Aktanim. The Rama writes Banav Aktanim. So we have two changes the Rama made. The Rama added Ktanim and the Rama added Likbo Abelibo. But in the original, it doesn't say Ktanim, it says all children. And again, that's a Rav Kook Paskin, all children. Maybe it's Davar Matsui that you generally people are kissing younger children. And also in the original, it says that the Rama is basing on it says that Lahodia. And the Rama says Likbo Abelibo. Very interesting. So who's the Lahodiyah to? So if you say that, interesting, if you say that the Lahodiyah is mitzad chinuch, then even at home, even if you're davening at home, you still should, before we said what would be a nafkamina if you're davening at home. If you're davening home alone, so if the vort is to be koveh belibo, there's no love like the love of God, then don't kiss your kids. But if it's Lahodiyah, it's to show others, and you can kiss your children. But maybe the Lahodiyah is Lahodiyah to your children. And then according to that, you can't kiss them. Because you want to be mechanech them. So if Keganov wants to say a chiddush, then you know what the Rama means when he says Likbo Abelibo? Likbo Abelibo? Like Boa Belibo of your child. So he's really not changing. It says Lahodia in the original, in the Aguda and the Kolbo, brought by the Shut Bin Yamin Zev. It says to tell others. And the Rama writes, like Boa Belibo to be koveh in your heart, not in the heart of the person davening, in the heart of your child. So it's Midin Chinuch. So if the whole word is chinuch, then you can kiss other people. You can kiss your friend. A grandfather shouldn't kiss his grandson. Why not? Because he also has a din chinuch. So if the whole word is chinuch, then it would be mutter if it's other people. But again, that's a chiddush, because you can say that lehodia means pashtus, to show other people standing around there. And it's not mitaras chinuch. That's really the shaila. And a woman, what about her kissing? So our minig is that a woman is obligated in chinuch, and therefore she shouldn't kiss her, she couldn't kiss her children. She shouldn't kiss her children, because women are noeg to be mechanech their children. Or a woman, she sees her friends in shul, she can kiss them, because the whole word is chinuch. Also, maybe one can argue that if one is kissing a stranger, the only love that one would possibly love, like the love of Hashem, would be one's children. Because, you know, there's no chash that you're gonna think that you love your friend more than you love God. That's not a chash. The problem is with your children. Children people love very, very much. So maybe that's why the Ramah said Dafka Bana Baktanim, and the other poskim said Bana, it says in the original Banav. Upon him, here we have a suffix. Is it midin chinuch, not midin chinuch? And that would be a nafgamina. Obviously, if you're allowed to kiss, like we said before, you're allowed to kiss them at home. And we had another shaila, as we discussed earlier. Is it midin tefila? They have to be kovei in your heart. Or is it midin beis hakneses? We saw nafgaminas. And there's really a lot more to say, but you know, just one line in the Ramah, and you just have a whole world of ideas and thoughts and insight. So there's so much more to say. I told you, hundreds and hundreds of Sfarim discuss this. So I hope that we're able to revisit the topic. It's Mamish Gevaldik. Okay, but thank you so much for listening. Sweetest, thanks below.